Lindsay Carr has made it back for 2017. If you're wondering where he was, fear no longer, fret no longer. He has come back for 2NURFM's What's On for the Weekend. Lindsay, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Todd. How are you?
Excellent. How's your Christmas?
I have to think back.
Okay, don't spend too much time on it.
It was very nice. How was yours?
Okay. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yes, mine was fine. Thank you. Yes. Here we are, second month already. As I came in, you were talking about ice vovos, is that correct?
Oh, the coffee break, yeah. Vovo.
What was in an ice vovo?
Ice vovo, okay. They were, I think they had a strip, of jam down the, haven't you had an ice vovo for a while?
Yeah, not for ages.
Okay, so a strip of jam down the middle, and I think it was raspberry jam.
You think it was raspberry?
Yeah, it was raspberry jam. What do you think it was?
Strawberry.
No, it wasn't strawberry.
No.
I won't even entertain that.
Yeah.
Raspberry jam. And then it had the marshmallow either side.
Oh, it did too. Yes.
Sprinkled with coconut.
Coconut, yeah, very nice.
They still sell them.
Do they still make them?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Seriously?
They're still an Arnott's biscuit, yeah.
Okay.
Not an overly masculine biscuit to have.
I suppose most of them weren't, were they?
No.
Not really, but yeah. They had hardly a masculine name, did they, with most of these biscuits?
I know. Monte Carlo. Mm.
You see where the Arnott's house in Union Street is up for sale? The old Arnott's house.
Yeah, I've got to tell you what, that'd be a pretty penny, wouldn't it?
Well, big biscuits, I would say.
Right. dear, Lindsay Carr, back from the start.
You think I'm crackers. Okay.
Hold on, hang on a tick.
You do it again?
You got any more biscuits for me?
Oh, I could, but we haven't got time. Really,
okay, so, fair. Yeah. Let's get on with what's on for the weekend. Lots happening. Let's start with a little bit of Neil Simon.
Yes, the Newcastle Theatre Company at Lambton has Neil Simon's Laughter on the 23rd floor. This is his comedy about writers pinning jokes for a TV star who's on the verge of a breakdown. And this is based on the early days of Simon's career when he and other writers, including Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, used to write for the great Sid Caesar.
Mm.
So plenty of laughs there. Laughter on the 23rd floor. Also theatre-wise, opening tomorrow night at Young People's Theatre in Hamilton is The Crucible. That's Arthur Miller's classic drama about the Salem witch trials of the 17th century. So a bit of heavy going there. But
it was never good
drama
for the witches, was it? Because what was the deal? If they'd throw you into a bucket of water or a tub of water. If you sank, you weren't a witch, but you drowned. If you floated, you were a witch, and once your clothes dried out, they'd burn you at the stake.
That's right. So either way, you didn't win.
That is not a win-win situation
not
for the witch.
No. Terrible things. And, of course, you know, he based the play in the 1950s on McCarthyism. Mm. And the witch trials that were going on there with those who were communists or suspected of being communists.
Reds under the bed.
Oh, yes. Mm. The Yanks were very concerned about it, weren't they?
They were. Imagine if that was happening now with Donald.
Well, it could be. Not just the Reds, but pretty much everybody.
Well, he's not happy with Prime Minister Trumbull at the moment.
No, he's not. No, we have to watch ourselves, I think.
Yes, we will. We don't want to get fired by the Don.
No, not at all.
What about a bit of folk?
Yes, the Newcastle and Honey Valley Folk Club is celebrating its 50th year, and tomorrow night they have a concert featuring the Fruit Trees Trio. They're well known for their blend of smooth harmonies. They sing original and earthy folk songs via guitar, violin, harmonica, mandolin, and tomorrow night there'll be calls from the floor for any performers in the audience who'd like to get up and have a sing-song.
That's fraught with danger.
No, it's not. No, well, it can be, but they're calling on not just anybody, but those who are singers or musos.
Who can actually do something.
To get up. And, of course, there'll be plenty who will, too.
So if I put my hand up and said I can play the triangle...
Well, they'd use you somehow, I'm sure, yes. Yeah, can you play the triangle?
They'd use me.
Yeah, they would. They would. Maybe out in the street, but, yes.
Yeah,
but that's enough. You're not being forced to get up on stage. It's only those who can sing.
Okay, well, if you're going along, get set for a red-hot triangle solo.
You'll be there. Okay, I'll be there too.
From music to ceramics, not so much the sublime to the ridiculous, but from one form of art to another.
Yes, the Back-to-Back Galleries in Cook's Hill has an exhibition called Evolve. It's the first ceramics display by 35 local students, and featuring a variety of works, including plates, platters and hanging pots. That's this weekend in the Back-to-Back Galleries in Bull Street, Cook's Hill. Now, here's something that will interest you.
It does. I love this program.
Yes.
I'm a tragic for this program.
What's it called?
Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, this is Tales from the Antiques Roadshow. It's on tomorrow night at the Civic Theatre. The popular British TV show celebrating 40 years. And there'll be three presenters on stage.
I love it. I love it.
And they'll be giving you background information on the last 40 years and also video footage of some of the stately filming locations.
Because they go to some beautiful
places. Aren't they stately?
Places.
Aren't they terrific?
Lindsay, am I a bad man? Because I love watching Antiques Roadshow and I love it when someone comes up and goes, "Hey, Governor, my granddad gave this to me, told me it was worth £40,000, and they go, "Oh, mate, you'll get a quid for it if you're lucky." And I sit there and I... am I bad because...
Well, bad-ish.
Okay, well, that's
bad-ish,
fine.
Bad-ish, yeah.
All right.
But usually the evaluations are pretty good, aren't they?
I find it fascinating. And you just there's always that wonder that you have a look around the house and you think, I wonder. I love Antiques Roadshow. Well, there's something for everyone for the weekend, Lindsay.
But just be aware, though, that there will be no evaluations tomorrow night for the audience members.
Okay, fair enough.
Because otherwise there'd be no show, wouldn't there? Because people would be queuing up to get things valued.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly right. All right, well, there's a lot of things you can queue up for the weekend, Lindsay. Thank you very much.
That's quite okay, thank
if
you.
If you'd like some more details on those, head to 2NURFM.com or give Sally a call, 4921555. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.
29 to 11.